these magnetic field gradients, which we produce very rapidly, can actually induce currents in the body. And of course, these currents can produce a number of irritating effects. The first one is that they produce tingling sensations in the shoulders, the arms, and so on. But they can also produce what we call muscle twitch, where you find that when the gradient switches, the body twitches like this, which is irritating for the patient if they don't understand what's going on. But worst of all, of course, if they're strong enough, you can produce interactions with the heart and induce either cardiac fibrillation or a full heart attack. And that would be fatal, obviously, for a patient in the magnet. So it's a serious problem. And when you want to do faster and faster imaging, as people want to do, then the problem gets worse because it depends on the speed at which you're switching the gradients. Well, there have been hundreds, thousands of scans where there's been no problem with patients with the current arrangements that exist. But I have to say that the reason that there are no reported cases of people having cardiac fibrillation or any of the other problems that I mentioned is because, through safety reasons, all the current commercial scanners have been slowed down. They do not switch gradients very rapidly, and as a result, the images that they get, whether they're doing EPI or other standard imaging techniques, the fastest scans you can get there are taking something like eight or so seconds. Now, that sounds fast, but of course, in terms of a heartbeat, it's not fast. So what we're saying is if you want to get really fast images with no emotional artifact, you really have to pull the stops out and go very rapidly. And once you do that, you immediately fall foul of the safety regulations. But we can solve that problem, in fact have solved that problem, by effectively what we call active E-field screening. So we can screen against the electric field which is introduced, and it does require a special design of gradient which we've designed and are publishing.